Hi guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Millennial Mirrors. Our guest this week is Hala Kalbam, the founder of Journey Through Change, which she founded in 2011 after she discovered she had a more significant purpose to help women who were, as Hala was at one point, looking to move outside their comfort zones in search of new horizons beyond intellectual boundaries. Hala's here to talk to us about her experiences, the journey that kind of took her from who she was to who she's become, and the topic she's going to be talking to us about this week is having control in your life or having agency in your life. And I think if you listen to this episode, you'll find out she really did take charge of her life, and it's an amazing story. So hope you enjoy it. Welcome, Hala, to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
We had Enes, your son, on last season.
Mashallah,
so we're upgrading every season.
Yeah, I know. Upgrading with age.
And wisdom.
Oh, thank you.
So what's the story of Hala Kalbam?
Ooh, do you have 2 days?
Give us the Cliff Notes version and we'll edit as necessary.
Well, it's a very, very simple and complicated life. Mm. And I would say my story is a story of maybe many people. That's why people relate to me that, you know, I'm an Emirati girl that played so much and used to play Filfarij, which is a neighborhood, and grew up with dyslexia, which I didn't know of, and ADD, which I didn't know of too, and been lost and confused through childhood because you think you're stupid and you think why do you hate school and all that names that comes with not being good at school. I was a very lovable child and loved somehow. Then I grew up, got married soon, very early in age, and had a very different sides of my life. If I would summarize my life, I had lived two lives.
Okay.
The life that I used to be and now the life I'm living now. And it is like two different people. Yes, the core is the same somehow, but totally different lifestyle, life, the way I live and the way my surroundings, even my ideas and my thoughts. So I'm many things.
So what do you think it is that put you on this path to change from your first life to your second life?
See, I had a very interesting question yesterday. One of the BB team asked me, her name is Noor, and she said, what makes you do these things? Like now I have a new show, Hala and Life, Hala Wal Haya. I launched it on Sunday.
Amazing.
It was my first episode. Watch it on YouTube.
I will.
Hala Wal Haya or Hala and Life. And it's the first one was sexual harassment. And I bring the guest and she talks about her own experience. And so she says to me, what is it? I said, I think in my genes, I have the helping nature. Like, you know, I love helping. Even I see somebody standing in the road and I'm like, if I could help them, drop them somewhere. Like it's like a common sense to me.
It's a reflex
it's
for you.
Exactly. That's the right word. And so it comes from there. What I'm doing now, it's really comes the base is that I like to help other people. So I started my path with that.
And what was it, I guess, that triggered the change or made you realize that that's what you kind of can't help but do?
I think the change has happened long back ago when I suffered from depression. And that was maybe, you know, you hit the bottom.
Yeah.
And I was very young. I was in my late 20s. And I think my journey in that and the way I suffered and the way I been confused and didn't want to live and I was really, really, really suffering. That was the first thing. Then, of course, my life has changed so much. Then I started thinking I would like to help people. I like to help women to find themselves and have a good life. And I think the idea came when I felt like a lot of people come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I need to help others. And then Anas told me, you know, Mother, you have done so much for us and you have given us so much. You have to do, you know, you are for more people.
Yeah,
that's you're beautiful. Not just should be for us. It will be selfish of us to think that you gave us an amazing motherhood and relationship. It's time for you now to help people that needs to be helped.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's very generous of him to share his mother.
Yeah.
I wouldn't share my mom with anyone.
Well, you'll be surprised because if he knows I have it.
Yeah.
And he knows that I could change lives. I'm still their mother.
Yeah.
So, you know, حقوق الطبع محفوظة, like, you know, copyrights is for them.
Yeah.
But then I think when I felt that I really need to, you know, either way, people are coming to ask me to help them out. Mm-hmm. So why not to do it
in a proper way. Right? Okay. Yeah.
And a very interesting way, which is journey through change. You know, I take women, we go to trips and we do hiking, we do workshops and we do meditation and counseling and full retreat.
So can you tell me a bit more about Journey Through Change? Because it sounds amazing.
It is amazing. Journey Through Change is a program based on few things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mother company is Hala Kadhim.
Mm-hmm.
Under it comes few things. Comes Journey Through Change, then comes my program, and then I have so many things under it, which is the trips. It's mm-hmm. only for women. We go and we do the full retreat from morning till night, workshops, you know, discussion groups, meditation, hiking. Sometimes you go horse riding, you know, bicycling, kayaking, all these things. It depends on the country.
Okay.
So we go to Italy and we go to Austria, Mauritius, Bali. We've done France. We've done Japan, all these countries. And it's for a very limited
number
of women and for any woman.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter if you're any religion, any nationality, any, as long as you want to learn to help yourself or you want to change. And that will be the first step of change. It's not the change. It's the beginning of the change.
So what are some of the things that you do on the program that give people the tools?
Well, when I take you away and mm-hmm. I say it in Arabic, antishilk, I don't know mm-hmm. in English.
You snatch them kind
snatch of. Snatch you from your own
environment.
Family and yeah. environment and a husband and a wife or, no, a husband because I only take women, children and culture and everything.
Yeah.
And then you are away in a trip with people you don't know.
Yeah.
And of course, each one, they sign on things, they know the rules, everything is very clear,
mm-hmm.
limited. And then you're faced to be with yourself.
Yeah.
Then my program and my workshops and my discussion and lectures is all based on inner self.
Okay.
So I let you go in, which sometimes you don't want to, but then that's how you change. So you go in and look inside of you with everything good and bad. And of course, we give them exercises like, you know, worksheets and all that. And I do counseling at the same time. So that is, and you don't have to have a huge problem. You just maybe want to explore life or explore yourself and, you know.
When was the first time you felt you journeyed inwards yourself? And what was that journey for you like?
It was after depression.
Yeah.
That I seeked help with my mentor. She's my friend and mentor now. But Elaine Kenny, I went to her and she helped me. She's originally Canadian. She used to live in here and she's in New York now. Now, that was when I knocked her door and that was my first step to life. Back to Hala.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing. So a path of change usually comes with a sense of purpose. It sounds to
me... A path of change is when you realize you have an issue and you admit.
Okay.
That's the first step. You know that you have an issue.
And
not go in denial. Face it. And then start... First, you have to admit you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then you make a decision to find the solution.
Okay, interesting. And what would you say you have to do to go about figuring out what your issue is? Because you might not even know what the issue
Everybody
is.
Everybody knows their issues.
You think so?
Of course. If you dig inside. What makes you unhappy? What makes you confused? What makes you restless? What makes you sad? Why you are not doing your job very well? Why you cannot have a healthy relationship? Why you are so all over the place? These things, there are much deeper things under it than just, I am careless. No, you go and dig. These are symptoms.
Yeah.
So the base, there is an issue. The symptoms is that you cannot keep a relationship. The symptoms is that you cannot have good friends. The symptoms are that you are having anxiety or depression. These are symptoms. So when I got depression, that was the symptom that I had an issue. Then you have to really wake up and face. If you don't know what is the issue, then you go and ask for help. But you know you have an issue.
I feel very called out right now. I feel like I have to take a lot more accountability in my life.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, no, that's
true. I mean,
true.
You're young and it's amazing that we have the chance to look inward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I always say the reason I started this podcast to begin with is that take an issue, that whatever issue we're talking about in that episode, and look in the mirror. If you're fine with what you see, and if you've looked and you've truly explored it and you're fine with what you see, then great. But if you see something there...
But then you have to have... A lot of people go in denial. They say, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Look at the symptoms.
So how do you get past that level of denial, do you think?
If you look at the symptoms, which is you cannot keep up for... I mean, anything.
Any
look
symptoms.
At your life now.
Look at your life.
Yeah. You know, Mashari, sit there and see... Why I cannot have a successful relationship? Why I cannot have a successful business? Why I cannot? I'm all over the place. Mm-hmm. I'm shattered. I am sad. I'm depressed. I don't want to get up from my bed. All these things. Then
True.
you go back.
Then you dig.
And you dig, which is painful.
Yeah.
But then you cannot solve anything. If you don't dig and take it out and look into it in the eye and say, I have an issue and I'm going to do something about it. The rest is much easier. A lot of work until I die, yes, but you've passed 50% of the problem.
Amazing. Looking at your life now,
yep.
How different is it from what you expected?
It was not even in my dreams. Honestly. And I'm not doing it like, a movie thing. It was not even like, you know, my daydream was very silly.
Yeah.
My daydreams was like, I'm going to put on my jeans and a jacket or a shirt and I'm going to walk freely and do these things myself in a certain look.
Okay. Yeah.
In my imaginary, that was my great dream back then.
Right.
More than 35 years back. Okay.
Okay.
That was my daydream. Like that was my ultimate.
That was the ultimate dream.
Like I'm going to walk to be free.
Okay. And what did free mean at that point? Just
not to be committed.
Not to be committed.
Yes.
To anything.
Okay. You know, like because I was not happy back then, so I wanted my freedom. That was not even an option. It was just like, you know, you lay down and you daydream. That was the way.
Wow.
So if you come and tell me this that you're living now, you ever thought of? No, not, you know, it's not like people, they didn't have an iPhone or an internet.
Yeah.
Anything you would tell them, they would not think of one day I'm going to have a phone and talk and message and check my email. Or it was not even an option. That was my, what's happening now.
Was not even an option that you would consider.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
So on the second part of this episode, we're going to be talking about having control in your life.
Yep. Talking to a person that always wants to be in control.
Yeah. So what kind of gives you, what experience do you have in taking control and charge of your life, or helping others take control or charge in their lives?
I mean, I don't know if this is the right word or wrong, or maybe it's not proper, but I'm a control freak. I the minute I feel like I cannot control, then I'm like, oh my God. I mean, in my business, in the beginning, I could not hire anyone because nobody could do the job the way I do it. And then I'm like, Hala, you have to. So now I'm better in that way. Okay. So I like to be in my own control, like, you know, on my own time. That's why I don't like to go and tour, because I'm with a group.
Oh, okay. When you take a tour,
and I
want to
have
yeah.
my own control of timing and all these things that matters to me.
That's interesting, because I hate going on tours, and now I actually read you saying that made me realize why. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're with the group.
Yeah.
So you have to be
on their schedule,
committed in everybody's group, and so.
No, that makes sense.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so thank you, Hala, so much for joining me on today's episode.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. You guys can find all the links to Journey Through Change and Hala's socials and YouTube channel in the episode description. And you can also hear the rest of our discussion about how to take control of your life on Wednesday. So make sure to subscribe wherever you are to not miss anything. As always, I love your comments and messages, so keep them coming. This is Mshadi Danezi signing out. Bye, guys.